Yo, what's up? It's me, DJ LOLA, and today Be Loud went to the Free People of Color Museum. I personally am so glad I got to interview the tour guide today. Right now, Be Loud are writing and interviewing about what stuck out to them from what they learned today at the museum. This was a tour that took us back hundreds of years. The clothes the tour guide wore and the fact that she was in character really helped me understand who the Free People of Color were. Well, without further ado, this is my interview. Thank you for listening. Yo, what's up? Today I am here with
Genevieve,
and we are at the Free People of Color Museum. And so I have a couple questions for you. Who were the gens de couleur libre?
Oh, the gens de couleur libre were free people of color, or these would have been people of African descent who were free prior to the Civil War. Now, I do want to be clear that there were pockets of free people of color throughout America, but it was different here in Nouvelle-Orléans because we were not America.
Okay, and how did the free people of color impact Louisiana, specifically New Orleans?
Oh, mon Dieu, my child. Free people of color impacted Nouvelle-Orléans in the most important ways, and Louisiana, and America, and the whole world. But just to give you a few examples, we'll say that the first black newspaper in the South began here in 1862. We had home ownership, 30% of the French Quarter, 70% of Treme. We had black business owners. We were paying $15 million in taxes, which in your time is half a billion dollars in taxes. We had inventors, even a man named Norbert Rilieu. Norbert Rilieu invented what is called the multiple effect evaporator. And the sugar that everyone eats and uses to this day that you find in the finest restaurants is because of him.
Wow. So I have one more question for you. Where were your ancestors from, and how do they relate to like coming here to the U.S.?
So my grandmère was from Saint-Domingue, or Haiti, as you call it, and her mother before her came from Benin, West Africa. And what was the second half of your question?
And when they came to the U.S., how did they, like, did they find any troubles? Were they free people of color?
My mother, she did come here during the Haitian Revolution, and she had freed herself. Well, her husband, he fought my father. Unfortunately, my father did not make it here to Nouvelle-Orléans with us. But when we came here, yes, of course, we had many troubles, but we had a very strong community to support us.
That's amazing. Well, I'm your DJ, LOLA, today, and I'm here with
Genevieve
at Be Loud Radio. Thank you. See you next time.
Hello, this is DJ Tam. Today, Be Loud took a trip to the Free People of Colors Museum, and I'm going to tell you some interesting facts I learned. Did you know, even though we were taught that people of color couldn't read, they could? A doctor that didn't agree with the laws about free people of color's rights wrote a newspaper for the free people of color to help with voting rights and wages. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new. This is goodbye from DJ Tam.
Hey, this is DJ EJ, and today we went to the Free People of Color Museum. A person who made this experience really special for us was our tour guide. Not only because she was very in character, but also showed us that it's not just the history of others, but also our own. She did this in a couple of ways, and I don't want to spoil the tour, but one of the ways that I can say is when someone mentioned Harriet Tubman, she found a place in the museum where there was a picture of a person who funded building the Underground Railroad. That's all. This is DJ EJ signing off, and I hope you get to have the same experience if you haven't already.
Yo, this is DJ Dice. Today we visited the Free People of Color Museum. It was a very inspirational experience. It's right next to the school that I go to, and I live right by it as well. So every morning when I'm going to school, I've walked right past it, and I haven't really thought much of it. And today when we went inside of the museum, something clicked. And I was just kind of, a thought struck me that sometimes it's really healthy and really fun to just be curious and to explore and try new things and learn about really cool people and cool places and cool history. And the museum itself is just beautiful, and Everybody is super nice, and yeah, it was just a great experience, and I would do it again in a heartbeat. Thank you for listening. Remember to be loud.
Hey, hey, y'all. This is DJ TJ. Just got back from the Free People of Color Museum, and today I'm going to be talking about what the experience was like there. So, at the museum, we were first greeted by a tour guide, and props to her because she was doing an amazing job living out her role. But yeah, and then we learned about many things, like just the general Black history in New Orleans. We learned about Tales of Triumph. It was a great experience. I really recommend you go there. All right, this is DJ TJ signing off. And why don't y'all tell me some facts you know about Black history?
Hey guys, it's DJ Young Tai, and I'm gonna tell you the tale of Elizabeth Rose. The doctor had came back, and when he saw that our rights were completely provoked, he went to action. I'm Elizabeth Rose, named after Grandma Liz, short for Elizabeth, and her daughter Rose. My best friends, Nevaeh and Maya, go to Congo Square often. We were born free as I mixed with African and English descent. Nevaeh's dad and mom were born free, but Maya's great-grandparents bought their freedom, and the freedom for their family's generations to come. Congo Square is where everyone feels free. We enjoy conversing with friends and family. Recently, we heard Dr. LC is coming back, but when he actually came, he was very shocked. He asked me, Nevaeh, and Maya to explain what happened when he left, and we did. He wrote a newspaper and the enslavers were upset, but that's a tale for another day. That was the tales of Elizabeth Rose, and this is DJ Young Tai signing off on Be Loud Radio.
Hi guys, this is DJ C, and today I'm here with
DJ IDK,
DJ Frying Pan,
DJ Splash,
DJ Memer.
And today we went to the Free People of Color Museum, and I wanted to talk about how I thought one thing was interesting, how when if you were a free person of color, free woman of color, they would set certain rules in place, but one of them was how you would have to wear a head wrap to cover up your hair. Because they didn't want, like, the people that set the rules in place didn't want the, like, Black people to show their real hair. So I thought that was interesting. What did y'all think about that?
I thought that was really, really cool. Or not that they weren't able to show their hair, but I thought it was cool that they, interpreted their own, like, interests, and they made their headdresses really beautiful by putting feathers and flowers and stuff and making it sort of like a fashion statement.
I liked how they were, like, I didn't know that they wore those to, like, not show their hair. I thought they just wore those for, like, fashion design because, I would see pictures and stuff of women wearing those, but I didn't know they wore those to not show their hair.
Yeah, I also found that intriguing how they didn't allow them to wear jewelry, so instead they put it on the caps that they would wear.
There's still a lot of, like, weird rules with, like, how you can have your hair in schools and stuff. Do y'all ever notice that? Does it ever feel like it's more than just, like, they usually call it, like, they don't want it to be a distraction or something. Do you ever feel like it's more than that? Like, it relates more to what you saw in the museum?
Yeah. I think that's really stupid that, teachers won't let kids, like, just show their shoulders or do their hair in certain ways because it's holding students back from, like, expressing their identity. And especially in Black students, whenever they're not allowed to have their hairs in certain, traditional styles, it makes me so sad because, like, they're not allowed to express themselves just because it's, like, a quote-unquote distraction.
Yeah, I feel like it's really just not fair how people get judged doing expressing themselves.
So this is DJ C, and I am here with Be Loud Radios. Thank y'all. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.